Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good morning. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to the Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Each week on the Laura Longley Show, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. My guest today is Karen Drucker, singer, songwriter, author, and speaker, and Karen will be sharing how to embrace your contribution to the world and truly own that you are a blessing and you make a difference. And Karen will also be giving away a free MP3 of her music later in the show, so be sure to stay tuned for that. And I want to remind you that since this is a Monday show, the last 15 minutes, we will be doing call-in for tarot reading and intuitive coaching. So if you have a problem or an issue that you'd like to get a little insight into today, write down the number and get ready to call in later in the show. And the call-in number is 800-930-2819. And that's 800-930-2819. And that'll be about 45 minutes past the hour that we'll start doing that. So let me introduce Karen to you. She's been a singing mermaid, a singing casket, and was literally elevator music when she was hired to sing and play piano in a moving elevator. She was the music director for three different New Thought churches and was honored with an honorary doctorate of music for her work within the Centers of Spiritual Living Community and a Grace Note Award for her work within the Unity Movement. She's recorded 15 CDs of her original inspirational music, and her book, Let Go of the Shore, Stories and Songs That Set the Spirit Free, has been a bestseller. Karen sings, speaks, and leads workshops at women's retreats, mind, body, and health conferences, and various churches around the country. She loves making music, making a difference, and touching hearts. Let's welcome Karen Drucker to the Laura Longley Show. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Laura. Thanks so much. Boy, what a great introduction. I do have to say the one thing when you were talking about it. I was a singing casket. I think that probably sounds a little odd, and I need to let you know where that came from. You know, for years I made my living doing private parties, and I had a comedy show that I used to do with a partner, Lauren Mayer, and we would do custom written musical comedy for different corporations, and we actually did one for the California Funeral Directors Society, where we came out as singing and dancing caskets, which they
thought
was hysterical. But I realized putting that in an introduction, it's like, she was a singing casket? What? Who is this person?
Well, and I love the elevator music piece too. I mean,
oh, the elevator music is hysterical. That was a Christmas gig I had. That the person who hired me had this great idea. Why don't we have you playing the piano up and down the elevator, and so every time someone opens up to the ninth floor, here you are singing, Deck the Halls with Bells of Holly. And I mean, people, like, all of a sudden the elevator doors are opening, and it's like 5 o'clock, they just want to get home, and here's this person, you know, dressed, you know, in this, all this Christmas garb with my little, you know, reindeer hat or whatever I was wearing, and singing Christmas songs, and they were like, okay, I just want to go home. I do not want to be assaulted by some woman singing Christmas songs.
Well,
so I have had some bizarre things.
Yeah, I'm thinking about how much room that would take up in the elevator, too, and did people have to wait extra trips?
Exactly. That's why they were not very happy with me. The idea of, you know, I couldn't even get on the elevator because there's this woman singing Christmas songs to me. I mean, they were not happy. But, you know.
It was a nice thought.
It was a nice thought, and God knows I have done many, many jobs through my years of, you know, being a musician. I mean, I have just, it's a zigzag path, let me tell you, of what I've done. But it's all been fun.
Know, yeah. Well, and fun is part of what makes it, you know, I mean, that's part of what's important, right, is for it to be fun.
Well, and you know, here's what my message is as a speaker. I mean, it really is about that you have to keep going with, you know, what lights you up? What is fun? What brings you joy? I mean, there was a certain point where I was doing all of these kinds of jobs. I mean, you know, I've been a professional musician since my early 20s, and I've done a million different kinds of jobs. And, you know, at one point, singing and playing solo piano and singing at a bar in San Francisco was like the highlight of my life. I thought, oh, my God, I'm actually making my living as a musician, and I was thrilled. You know, until about 6 months into the job, and I'm going, really? This is what I do? You know, just singing to a bunch of drunk salesmen that don't really care, and I'm singing Evergreen in New York, New York every night. You know, and I just really believe that that's what the spiritual path is that you have to keep going down a path, and if it lights you up and it fulfills you, well, great. But, you know, if at some point you start getting funny feelings in your stomach and you start getting like a little knot in your stomach, or you start to find yourself getting just sort of, I don't know, I mean, I love the word, just, you know, that you get a little pissy with things and that you're just getting, you know, anxious or your energy is lacking. I mean, that same job, I remember, you know, when I first started it, I had energy, I was excited, but, you know, about 6 months into it, I would find that I would get so tired right before I knew I had to go to work. And as I did the job, I would do that famous thing of, like, you know, when you take your watch off and you go, okay, I'm not going to look at my watch, you know, I'm just not going to look at my watch. And, you know, you think that hours have gone by and you finally look at your watch and you go, oh, my God, I've only been doing this for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, those are the signs that it's like spirit is calling you out to do something different. This is not where you're supposed to be.
You know, and I love hearing you give that message, because that's a lot of my message, too. I mean, I made a huge career shift about 8 years ago, and then since then, it's been an ongoing evolution even from there. And that's part of what I'm thinking about with your story, is like when you first got that job, it was like, wow, this is it. I love this.
And well, then, I was coming from being a house cleaner. You know, I was making my living as a house cleaner during the day and playing little clubs at night. So all of a sudden, you're kidding me. You're going to pay me more than what I was making as a house cleaner to sing? Oh, my God, this is fabulous. But that's what I think life is about, is that it's a constant, you know, it's not like you then get there and go, all right, I'm done. You know, this is it. I found it. You know, for some people, maybe. Maybe you find that dream job and it's going to keep you happy for 30, 40, 50 years. You know, but I think for a lot of people, I think what the problem is for, you know, for all of us is that we start to go, oh, my God, I'm not feeling good about this anymore, whether it's where you're living or the relationship you're in or the, you know, the job you have or the clothes you're wearing or whatever it is. You know, that's what being on a spiritual path is we grow. And I truly believe we're being called to the next expression, whatever that may be.
So I'm curious, so you gave a little bit of, you know, here's how I know when I'm not in the right place or when something needs to shift or change. So then how do you go about knowing what that next thing is or what the change
needs to be? Oh, I do what we all do. I go into denial, avoidance, numbness, eating too much, you know, rationalizing, bargaining, you know, I'll do all that kind of human stuff that we all do. And a lot of it, you know, a lot of it, I think, is just kind of going numb, you know, or rationalizing, going, well, I can't be you know, I can't be looking at something else. This is my job. How am I going to make my living?
Yes.
And so you,
yep.
you make do, and you try new ways of doing it, and you, you know, you go through all this stuff. But I think for me, it all comes down to really going through the process, and that's the key. It's a process, you know, in the sense that if you have a little inkling, I mean, I'll get, you know, let's talk specifically about that job. I had a little inkling, you know, like about halfway through my run of this 5-night-a-week job that something wasn't right. But, of course, I wasn't going to look at that because it scared the hell out of me. What am I going to do if I quit this? So, you know, I would try new modes of working it and thinking, well, if I just have a more positive attitude, or if I tried new songs out every night, I'll inspire myself. And I did, you know, I would go through, it would be a plateau, and I would go back down again, and it would just be this up and down thing of liking it, hating it, liking it, hating it. But, you know, the truth is that when I allowed myself to be in the process of going, okay, let's really, really tell the truth here, what's going on? And when I could really get quiet enough to hear, it was really like, there's more to you than this. There's more to right. you than this job. And then I started to go through the fear of, well, if there is, what am I going to do? And, okay, God, you know, universe, show me. What am I supposed to do? You know, if you don't show me, I'm not going to make a move. You got to present it to me. Well, you know, it's not like that. It really kind of comes down to a thing of, well, you get clear first on what it is, even though if you don't have the real specifics, you need to get clear about what the elements are of what isn't working here and what it is that you're going for, and, you know, really getting clear on you know, what could be the next step, even if you don't know what it is. Just start to look right. at, you know, doing start to do an act as if. And this is one of the stories I talk about in my book, is this specific story. You know, is that I, without having any clue about, you know, where to go next, I started to, you know, all of a sudden have books fall off the shelf in the bookstore, you know, of like, oh, I guess maybe I'm supposed to read this. And here's a, yeah, you know, here's yeah. a book of, you know, Law of Attraction and Act As If and all these different spiritual, you know, teachers, you know, kind of giving me these clues. And it was like, all right, well, if I'm going to try on the Act As If hat, what would it look like if I acted as if I was doing exactly what it is that I want to do? What would that look like? And when I allowed myself, big word there, allowing.
Yes, yes.
When I allowed myself to dream, I thought, well, what would it look like if I was doing this same job, but now I was on a cruise ship in Hawaii, you know, cruising the Hawaiian Islands and, you know, singing, and now I'm in sequin dresses and people are listening to me, and, you know, it's not a bunch of drunk salesmen in a dark, dingy bar. You know, and I just started to fantasize. And from that, I mean, I'll make a long story short, you know, I started to fantasize what would it be like to be on American Hawaii cruises. And I made a little demo tape, and I start to, now all of a sudden the job takes on a new meaning, because when no one's in the bar and I'm still being hired to sing for 4 hours, now I'm working on my arrangements, I'm working on things that could be, if I got that call to be on the cruise ship, that I would be ready. And that job now took on a new meaning of like, oh, goody, I have 4 hours to rehearse. And
Karen, I'm sorry to interrupt, but we do need to take a break. And I want to hear the end of the story when we come back. And when we come back,
great.
We're also going to hear some of your music that is really meaningful to me personally. I'm
great.
Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll hear some of Karen's music and hear the end of her story. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
The hands, you are the voice of spirit on earth. And
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, R-H-I-N-O-R-O-Z.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
The Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns and co-host Cheryl Angela is dedicated to being love in action and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary, revolutionary, and soul-empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the Divas and evolutionary visionaries each week as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together. And visit DivineDivasRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
You are the heart. You are the hands. You are the voice of spirit on earth. And who you are and all you do is a blessing to the world.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is singer, songwriter, and speaker, and author, all those titles, Karen Drucker. And we just heard a little bit of Karen's song, Blessing to the World, which I absolutely love. And we're going to talk a little bit about the message in that in a minute. But before we talk anymore, I also want to make sure that everyone knows how to find Karen. So Karen, can you share how people can find you and your music and your book and your workshops and all
of
that?
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for that. Yeah, just www.karendrucker.com, and it shows my calendar, and people can sign up on my email list and find out about my workshops. And I have a new CD coming out pretty soon, and I'll let people know about that if they sign up on my email list.
Very good. So let's finish the story. We all want to know what happened with you.
Yeah, really, me too. Well, so, I mean, it was really an example of act as if, because, I sent out the demo tape to American Hawaii Cruises. I'm like, you know, thinking I'll send it out, and the next week I'll get called, and I'll be on the cruise ship, and life will be beautiful, and all is well. And basically what happened was nothing. Just nothing. And I got completely discouraged and completely depressed and thought, oh, my God, I'm going to be in this bar forever and my life is horrible. And, you know, it was just – but then what happened was, it was really the next step of what happens. You put something out and you just let it – you have to let it go. And then I thought, okay, I'm not hearing from that. I'll start to pursue other things. And I did. I started to pursue other jobs, you know, other singing jobs, and to try and, you know, see about what is my next expression. you know, because I still wanted to be singing, but just not in this depressing bar. And then what was amazing was one night this guy comes in, and it was a piano bar where you sit around the piano, you know, the old-fashioned kind where you sit around the piano and you like are doing the sing-alongs with the people.
Right.
And this
right.
guy has this great voice, and he's singing with me, and I go, wow, you're a great singer. What's your story? And he goes, oh, yeah, well, I'm a singer on a cruise ship, and we're all our ship is dry docked here in San Francisco for the next 2 weeks, so our entire crew is staying in the hotel. And I go, oh, really, what's the name of your, you know, what ship are you on? American Hawaii Cruises.
Oh, my God.
And I just about fell off my chair. I said, you're kidding me. And he goes, yeah, why? What's the story? And I told him all about it. And let's just say when the ship went back out to sea, I was on it.
Wow.
And it was. You know, it was truly an amazing thing that it was like I had this vision. I mean, this isn't a rare thing because it's not like every time you say, you know, this is what I want, you know, you're going to definitely get it. It could be that something better, you know, comes
right.
along that you
right.
don't even know. But in this case, you know, it was really an incredible situation where I got this job. I was singing on this cruise ship. I was doing shows with the band. And, you know, it was really the next step. And to finish out the story, it's the same thing like what I just said. It's like this job was great for a while, you know, until again.
Right.
It's like,
right.
I mean, I wrote a song called The Call of Something More, until The Call of Something More came along, and pretty soon, you know, I mean, it was a great job. I loved it. But then there was a time where I was able to say the same thing as the other job. It's like, wow, is this really where I'm supposed to be for the next 10 years or whatever? And it wasn't. You know, I was called to the next level, you know, the next expression. And that's what I believe life is about, is that you just keep looking for what, you know, what lights me up and what, you know, what is mine to do? And,
right.
you know, these things were fine for a while, and the next thing happened, and then the next thing happened, and then the next thing happened, and I'm even in that place right now. I've been leading women's retreats and speaking at churches and different conferences, and I'm always asking that question. You know, I'm always asking the question of, like, what is mine to do? Is there another expression for me? Is there another book for me to write, or is there another thing that I'm supposed to be doing? And you know, it's an ongoing process.
Well, and I think that that's really important for us to hear, that it is an ongoing process. And there, you know, we get pointed towards a destination, but we never reach a destination where we just stop and we're there, right?
Yeah, so, well, you know, and some people do find that destination and go, wow, I've found it and I'm perfectly happy, you know, and that's great. But my message is, and what we are talking about here, is the idea that if you're going along a path and you go to someplace, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have failed or that something's
right.
horribly wrong. If, you know, if after X amount of years, that job or that house or the relationship or whatever, you know, isn't working, maybe it's time for it to change its shape or its form, or maybe it's time for something totally new.
Right. Yeah, and I do want to refer back to the song, Blessing to the World, because, you know, what you started out talking about, and I mean, what this whole conversation has been about, is following your joy. And for each of us, that's something different. And that is how
Completely.
Each of us, in our own way, is a blessing to the world, because we each bring something that is unique to us, that if we weren't here and expressing who we are, you know, it would not, the world would be missing that.
Completely. And when I wrote that song, when I write a lot of my chants, I usually will write, you know, I'll do like one verse that says you, and then another verse that says we.
Yes.
And then when I got to the point of writing that song where I said I literally burst into tears and said, oh my God, I can't say that. I can't say I'm a blessing to the world. I mean, how can I say that? And that's when I really heard that voice inside that just said, that's exactly what you need to say. That's exactly
yes.
what you need to embody. And that's why this song is coming through, because it's truly that thing of, like, everything we do, I mean, and who you are and all you do are what the words are.
Yes.
It's a blessing to the world. And so it doesn't matter. And that's one of the things that I get a little upset about with the media, is the idea that there's so much glamorization of, oh, you should look this way, or you should have this job, or, you know, these movie stars who make a gazillion dollars, you know, that's what we should all aspire to be like, or, you know, and it's just like, if you're a mom, if you're an accountant, if you're an artist, if you're a house cleaner, whatever it is that is your expression is what is yours to do, and you are giving great joy to the world by doing that. I mean, what's hysterical in my women's retreats, a lot of times, you know, we'll talk about what lights you up and what doesn't light you up, and people will, you know, many times say, oh, what I just hate doing or what does not light me up is, you know, cleaning out the garage or, you know, cleaning my house or whatever. And I always raise my hand to them, and I just go, well, guess what? That's what I love doing, you know, and it's like, I used to be a professional organizer. You give me a garage that you can't even move through, and I'm in heaven. It's like, give me 4 hours, and you will see a transformation.
Well,
you know,
well,
and
I totally relate to that from the other people's perspective, and I was going to share, too, that I have a friend, one of my friends I made when I was in Edinburgh last year, who is a cleaner, and she loves it. It's like she wants things to be spick and span and just, you know, shining, and it's like, oh my God, you need to move to Seattle so you're going to clean my house.
Well, that's what people always say to me. It's like, you know, can I just hire you to come and handle my garage? But, you know, the point is, what lights you up,
right,
you know, could be different. You know, everyone has their own thing, and we can't compare. We can't look at other people and go, well, gosh, this is what lights me up. Am I really weird that this is what I want to do? And I'm you know, I mean, I have a friend that, like, you stick her in a garden, and it's like time just morphs into nothingness for her. She could be in her garden for hours and hours and hours. I mean, she just loves it. And, you know, it's just for her. You know,
right.
I mean, yeah, her friends see it when they come over for dinner, but it's like she can be out there for hours puttering and weeding and cleaning, you know, and that's her therapy. So, you know, it's like whatever lights you up is what it comes down to.
Well, and I really do love that message, too, because I spent several years doing career coaching, helping people discover what they wanted to do. And people do get this idea that, you know, certain things are better to want as a career than other things. And, you know, it really does come down to what resonates for you. And so I appreciate that you're sharing that message, too.
Well,
I
have a friend. I mean, she's an accountant. And, you know, that's another career that people go, really? You know, you just are working with numbers all day. She gets so excited about making sure that people's checkbooks go right to the penny. You know, I worked with her before, and she just, like, looked at me and went, oh, my God, this is so exciting. It all balanced out. You know, and I'm like, okay. You know, and for me, that's hell. I mean, that's like doing numbers and everything. It is not my joy.
Not,
you know, so I will
joyful.
Pay you that, you know, that's your joy, and people will pay me for what is my joy. And that's what, you know, that is what is ours to do. And the other thing about it, if your joy is something that's creative, but you have a, you know, normal 9-to-5 job, there's nothing wrong at all with having that job and having your creativity be
right.
Just what is for you to do. Nobody even has to see it. You don't have to make money at it.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
It can be that's your joy. That's what gives you joy. I mean, I've seen people think, well, but wait a minute, people tell me I'm good and I really, really should be making my living doing this, but I'm too scared to leave my job and I don't know if I want that pressure. And it's totally legitimate. You
right.
know, it's like right. when you make a living doing art, it's a whole different ball game.
Absolutely.
You know, and
that's
you might want to do that, but
might not
right.
be as fun for you then. Yeah,
it might not
exactly.
be as fun for you. Exactly.
Exactly.
So it's really about looking at what, you know, what is it that just, you know, you wake up in the morning and go, oh, goody, I get to do this, whether it means that you're making a living at it or not. You know, you just, you do what is your expression.
Exactly. And it's and on that note, it's time for another break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Karen will give away an MP3 of her music. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
It's a blessing to the world. You are the heart. You are the hands. You are the of spirit on earth, and to you all.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable, with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home, is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
For years I would talk about how I wanted to change the world, but I always left it up for someone else to do. But then I finally realized I needed to take a stand, and that by changing my thinking, I could change my life, and that's how I could change the world. There be peace. I am a stand for peace. Let there be love. I am a stand for love.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and my guest today is songwriter, singer, and speaker Karen Drucker. And before we do anything else, we're going to give away an MP3 to the first caller, and you'll get to choose what you want that to be when you get contacted to receive it. The call-in number is 800-930-2819. So if you want an MP3 of one of Karen's songs, you can call in at 800-930-2819. So the song we played coming back in this time is another one that is really meaningful to me. And it, the words, I am a stand for peace, I am a stand for love, what it says to me is that it dovetails with blessing to the world, because it really is about that each of us individually make a difference. And we can make that difference by just being what we want to see in the world. And,
exactly.
You know, Karen, I would love for you to share a little bit about
you know, how it came up for you, you know, if there is a story around where the song came from for you.
Well, two different things. I was a music director for some different churches in my area here in the Bay Area for many years. And, you know, one of the things that most New Thought churches end with is the peace song, "Let There Be Peace on Earth, and
right.
Let It Begin with Me." Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's a beautiful, beautiful song. And what I found in a lot of churches is that you'd have this whole entire church service and everyone would get all inspired by the message. But because they'd been singing the same song for 30 years, everyone would kind of stand up and just, they wouldn't really connect with what that song was really talking about
right.
because they'd just been singing it for so long. And so the inspiration for my song Stand was really about, I wanted to take those elements of Let There Be Peace on Earth and Let It Begin with Me, you know, and make it into a newer version and a more up-tempo version that could be the ending for a church. So a lot of churches around the country now use my song Stand for their ending song. But I wrote this with my minister, Carol Huntley, of really saying, you know, I am a stand. I am going to stand up for peace and love and joy. But even more importantly than that, what a lot of my personal message is that whatever it is that we say, whatever comes out of our little lips is truly what we are claiming. So I have another song called Every Little Thought I Think, which is all about whatever I speak, whatever I think is what becomes real in my world. So by saying I am a stand for peace, I am making this new world with me being in the world as this person that is declaring peace and love and joy. I am showing that in my actions and my being. That's really what that song was all about for me, was just really saying, I'm a stand. You know, you can depend on me to stand up for myself and the world in a peaceful way.
And I just love it because, again, for me personally, it just shows me or reminds me that I can make a difference just by myself.
And yeah, by yourself, just by being who you are, you know. Just,
yes.
It's not even about what you do
right.
or what you say. It's just, you know, I had, for years, I had a performance workshop that I taught. And this is such a great example of this, that I love telling this story, because I had a performance workshop where I said to the students, okay, go home, figure out a song for next week, and you'll perform it. And so they all came back the next week, and I have the first person get up there, and she has her guitar, and she's ready to start her song. And I say, okay, now put the guitar down, and I want you to stand in front of us, and I want you to just look at us, look at the rest of the class. You're going to look at us for 30 seconds, and then at the end of 30 seconds, we're going to give you a standing ovation. And this person literally, like, had a meltdown in front of us going, well, no, what do you mean? I mean, I have to sing my song. You know, you can't just applaud me. What are you talking about? And she demonstrated my point about that, well, if you don't think you're enough just by simply you standing there and being who you are and connecting with us, why would doing a song be any different? You know, what is the song doing? And it's like she was all about, well, no, I have to show you, I have to give you something for you to love me. No, who you are, just you standing there is enough for us to applaud you. You know, and so each student got up there, and some people would like, as soon as the applause would come, they'd go into a little shtick of like doing a little bow and diverting their eyes. And I'd say,
right,
no, stop,
right.
Do it again, take a deep breath.
Yep.
Look at us and take it in, and just stand there and let it in that we're giving you all this love and applause. And it's a phenomenal exercise. And actually, watch performers when you see them perform, how they take applause. It says a lot about them. Comedians are notorious for this. It's like they'll do a whole set and they'll be fabulous, and as soon as the applause comes, they'll be like, okay, thank you so much, and they'll be gone.
Well, and, you know, I'm thinking about it, and, you know, I can imagine that it is very uncomfortable because so many of us do not truly believe that we're enough. I mean, we might know in our heads that intellectual concept, but we don't really feel it. We don't really believe it. And
therein lies the spiritual process right there,
yep.
The spiritual path of just allowing ourselves to feel worthy, feel we're enough. I mean, that is what all of my women's retreats are all about this subject. And, you know, it's and I'll tell you, I mean, it is a spiritual practice to define this and live it and give yourself love. I mean, I wrote a song years ago called I Will Be Gentle With Myself. You know, when I beat myself up, to be able to go back to that message of no, you're doing the best you can, be gentle with yourself. I mean, this is my spiritual practice. I do not have this down. This is what I'm, you know,
right.
This is my work to, you know, when I've done something wrong in my mind that it's like, oh, I wasn't as perfect as I should have been, you know, to just let it go and just go, you're doing the best you can.
Right. And, you know, I love a therapist that I saw many years ago was to try to help me with this issue because I have this issue like most of us do. And, you know, one of the things that she said is, you know, I was a parent by then. And, you know, you think about your child when you're, even when you're pregnant as a woman, you love that being, and it does nothing for you. It doesn't perform a song. It doesn't clean your
right.
house. You know, I mean, it does nothing for you except exist.
So where did we, you know, that's the process of, like, where did we get as little babies that all of a sudden you got to a point where it's like, oh, if I do this for mom and dad, I will get this. Or, oh, if I do this action, they are not going to like it. So I better not be that. I might better not demonstrate that. I mean, I had the message very early on in my life, you know, you're too emotional, you're too sensitive. You know, so I would squish that part down. I would squish down my light on some level. It took me years and years of therapy to get to a point where it's like, well, no, this is who I am.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
So it's accepting all that stuff. And I've written, you know, this is what I write about. This is what I talk about. It's just the idea of, you know, we don't have to be perfect. I have a song. I don't have to be perfect. I'm doing the best I can. I give myself permission to be just who I am. You know, that's what we are all, I think, you know, trying to get back to is that little kid that you could just be who you are, and who you are is okay. And if there are people in your life that are giving you the message that that's not okay, well, you know, bless them on their path and go, you know, you're bye-bye.
Not about me.
It's
not about me. It's about you. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
So it's being around people that love you and love you for who you are.
Exactly. And, you know, as adults, that's something that we have some control over, is who we do choose to have in our lives. Because as kids, we don't always have that choice.
Right. And we have choices all the time. And, you know, that comes back to how we started this conversation about just simply telling the truth. It doesn't mean that if you all of a sudden start to look at your life and go, oh, I'm in a job that is not really where I want to be, or, oh, here's this friend that I'm with that she doesn't really see who I am. It's not like, you know, you're going to see that and all of a sudden on the same day make this decision of like, oh, I'm leaving this relationship, I'm leaving this job.
Right.
It's just, it's telling the truth so that the process can begin. You know, there are some friends that have been in my life that they're not necessarily, you know, completely always seeing my highest good, but they've been in my life for so long, it's not like I'm just going to dump them. But I'm going to be aware that, oh, when I'm with this friend, I have to just be aware that, you know, there's limitations in this friendship. I might not want to hang out with them all the time, you know.
Exactly. And you know, at this point, then we do need to close things out as we get ready to go to another break. But before we do say goodbye, I would love for you to share how people can find you once again.
Yeah, it's just my website, which is www.karendrucker.com. And on that, I have my calendar, and I especially have my email list that people can sign up for, that when I'm doing women's retreats or speaking at churches, and especially my new album, when that's coming out, I let them know with a monthly newsletter.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Karen. I've had so much fun having this conversation today.
Yeah, me too, Laura. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Great. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, I'll take your calls for tarot readings or intuitive coaching. If you have a problem or issue that you'd like some insight or guidance on, then now is the time to call in. And remember, the tarot does not predict the future, but it helps you know where to focus to get through your issue most easily. The call-in number is 800-930-2819. Again, that's 800-930-2819. So now's the time to call in if you want to do a reading after the break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
I am a stand for joy. We are making a new world now. Let there be peace. I am a stand for peace. Let there be love.
Get your shift together with Dr. Joe Dispenza and Greg Braden Saturday, November 16th, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Seattle Center for Spiritual Living for this collaboration between two of the most inspiring teachers, highlighting their unique paths as they explore the latest scientific studies and how this information can empower you during this critical period of our history. Making a difference in the world starts with you. To register, go to joedispenza.com/events. That's joedispenza.com/events.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. Today we've been talking with singer, songwriter, author, workshop leader, speaker, Karen Drucker. And if you want to find out more about Karen and all the things that she has available for you, you can find her at KarenDrucker.com. And we are going to jump right into doing our tarot readings. I do want to give out the phone number one more time, 800-930-2819, if you want to call in for a reading. But we have somebody waiting already. So, Benny?
Yep, let's take Linda calling in from Bellevue, and she had a question about relationship.
All right. Hi, Linda.
Linda, are you there? Hey, Linda.
Yeah.
I think she's out. Oh, there you are. I think you're out driving around there. Hopefully you're enjoying the sunshine. That's for sure. Welcome
it's
to the show.
Beautiful. Hi.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah, it really is a great day, isn't it? After all that
fog. Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
This is perfect fall.
It is. I love it. I love it. So tell me what's up.
Ben had asked me, if I had a question, and I said, relationship, I'm in a relationship, and if there's anything you can tell me there, but also just some different transitions in my life happening as well, or the opportunity for transition, I should say.
Okay. So there's opportunity for transition, and you're unsure about if you want to do it or if it's the best choice, or is there uncertainty around it?
Yeah, maybe moving, but not moving out of town or anything, just maybe different options.
Okay. All right. So I'm just asking, what is it that Linda needs to know to make the best choices with the opportunities that are presenting themselves? So what we have is the Princess of Discs. Discs is the suit of the physical world, the material world, and of taking physical action. And it's interesting to me because I do a 3-card spread for myself every morning that's kind of around, you know, where do I need to focus today? And this card came up for me today, too. So it's kind of a Princess of Discs kind of day, I guess. And, you know, so Discs is about the world, and the princess herself is about, you know, it's about physically manifesting and creating in the world, and it's also about creating balance in your life and in the world. So that's one of my questions, I guess, is are these things that are coming up for you, like moving and whatever other transition opportunities that are arising, are they going to lead you to have more balance in your life?
You know, possibly. Yeah, I mean, possibly, but not necessarily, I guess.
Okay. So that might be something to take a look at. If, you know, so if you're uncertain about whether it's the right choice or not, look at how it's going to affect you having a balanced life.
Okay.
And, you know, also just look at how it's going to affect how you are in the world physically. Okay, this is about physical material world. And then I did want to ask you, too, about your relationship. Is there anything in particular there that is going on, or just do you kind of want to get a feel for if there's anything you need to focus on?
Yeah, I think just if there's anything I need to focus on in general.
Okay. All right. Let's see what we get with that. Oh, I love this one. The Star, which is number 17 in the Major Arcana. And the Star is all about having self-confidence. And so I'm wondering if that shows up for you in your relationship. If that is, you know, potentially something that you don't always have in your relationship.
It's probably more about vulnerability.
Okay, yeah, which is along the same lines. Yeah, it's around, you know, really owning that we have something worth having as a person. And, I mean, this totally fits in with the conversation we were just having with Karen, right, about you are a blessing to the world, and that just by your existence, you are.
Right.
And so that is where you need to focus in your relationship, is around you are enough, and you are lovable.
I think so.
Good. Very good. That's the most important part, is that you need to believe that. Well, thanks so much for your call, Linda.
Okay. All right. Great. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Bye. Enjoy the sunshine.
I will. Thanks.
You bet. So I want to share with you a couple of ways that you can get some more information about moving forward in your own life and on your own spiritual path, as we were discussing with Karen today. On Facebook, I've got discussions going on there every day on a specific topic. Today, we're talking about the mirror effect, and I would love for you to come and join us and see how that can help you out in your life. On Twitter, you can find me at Laura Longley, S-H-O. Oh, I forgot to say Facebook. Just search for The Laura Longley Show, and you'll find my page. And always at thelauralongleyshow.com. I want to thank my guest today, Karen Drucker, for sharing such great information on how you are a blessing to the world. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to The Laura Longley Show. I had a great time. Please join me every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle, WBLQ in Rhode Island, or TransformationTalkRadio.com, and every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, and 1 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tomorrow at 1 p.m. Pacific on The Laura Longley Show, I'll be talking with Chris Alexandria, the Angelic Transformation Coach, about Askformations. It's a great way of bypassing doubt to manifest your affirmations by asking a question. Please join us. Have a great day, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and on KKNW every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her services, and amazing tools, visit TheLauraLongleyShow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show. With Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, Seven Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the seven gifts to unlock your miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free seven gifts to unlock your miracle or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
The Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns and co-host Cheryl Angela is dedicated to being love in action and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary, revolutionary, and soul empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the divas and evolutionary visionaries each week as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together, and visit DivineDivasRadio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.